Landell looks ahead to Thursday morning.
The developed world has caused climate change, belting out greenhouse gases as it became rich. But today, huge and growing economies like India and China are adding to the problem. So who should pay for climate change? Should rich countries be allowed to buy credits, giving them permission to pollute? In The Global Philosopher, I'll be discussing these questions with people from around the world. That's The Global Philosopher with me, Michael Sandel, this Thursday morning at 9 on BBC Radio 4.
You can test your musical knowledge in Counterpoint coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Before that, we have another tale from our Manchester Legal Eagles, starring David Schofield as Frank Twist.
Ambition. We teach our kids that it's a wonderful thing. We harbour hopeless ambitions for ourselves and hopeful ones for our offspring. That's a good thing, isn't it? Ambition is good. You'd be surprised how many people I meet in the nick whose problems start with ambition. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisors will be looking after your interests. And the following piece of paternal advice comes free. Don't overdo it on the ambition stuff. I mean, no parent has treasured dreams of their pride and joy bumping into the likes of me in a police cell.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
All right, Sergeant. Yep, I'm on my way.
Georgina Swan?
With a double N.
I wonder.
What?
Did they give you any background on her?
Miss Swan is a teacher at the Chatstown Academy.
Music?
Mm-hmm.
Must be. I'll do it.
No, you won't like it.
Georgina Swan under arrest.
Well, that's why they called.
You don't know who she is, do you?
I've got a feeling you're going to tell me.
Georgina Swan won Young Musician of the Year in 19... something or other.
Really?
I was a teenager.
Sarah Gold, the teenager. Chill went through me.
I was a very demure teenager.
Oh, yeah.
I was intelligent, highly opinionated, and with a well-developed...
chest?
...sense of justice and human rights.
And a teenager. Oh, blood runs cold.
You're right. Totally frightful. But Georgina Swan...
Well, how come you know all these young musician stuff?
Because she was the youngest ever winner, and my father never stopped going on about her.
Why?
He'd been shelling out for piano lessons since I was six.
But you haven't got a musical bone in your body.
Well, he started to realise that, and then when he saw this young genius playing piano on telly, he wouldn't shut up. He made me sit down and watch her. Why couldn't I play like Georgina Swan? Georgina Swan's father must be so proud of her. Georgina Swan gets up at six every morning to practice. Georgina
okay,
flipping...
I get the picture.
And by the end, I woke up screaming her name.
Then why would you want to represent her?
Well, I don't know. Just like to know how she's turned out.
Well, not that great if the allegations against her are true. And trust me, you won't want to touch it.
What's she in for?
Sexual Offences Act 2003, Section 9.
No. Did you get any facts?
Husband had reported her.
What?
Apparently he teaches at the school too. Miss Swan has developed an unlawful relationship with a 15-year-old pupil.
Allegedly.
You are?
I said allegedly.
I heard you. It's a sex crime, Sarah. You never use that word when it comes to them.
I'll do it.
But you don't do them. It's against your principles.
Which nick is she in?
It's a sexual offence. You have a strict rule.
Frank, it's male violence against women I won't touch.
Oh, female perps, all right then.
Do you want to debate or do you want me to represent the client?
I'll take option two.
We have a statement from Simon Young.
That's her husband?
He's in the music department too. He was concerned about the relationship with the pupil.
What's the boy's name?
It's a girl.
Oh.
Name of Alba Abbandonato.
Oh, Italian?
I think so.
And you have a statement from her?
Well, we're in the process of securing that.
Right, so what exactly are the grounds for arrest?
Miss Swan's husband went to the headmaster about his concerns.
And?
Well, he was dissatisfied with the response, came to us.
With what evidence, officer?
Well, he describes conduct which may be deemed inappropriate.
This is a serious allegation concerning sexual conduct by a teacher with one of her 15-year-old pupils. Need a bit more than inappropriate.
He has some photos.
Right. Can I see them?
In this file here. These.
Oh, that's Georgina on the right?
Yeah. And then there's this one.
Well, they're nothing.
Your client has her arm around her.
Is that so sinister?
Kissing her here?
Peck on the cheek. Is this all you've got?
We're building a case.
But no statement from the girl?
Efforts currently being made.
Right. I'll see my client now. Right, we are going to have to wait to see what the girl says.
Alba won't say anything.
You seem sure about that?
Because there is nothing to say.
Okay. Do you fully understand your rights and entitlements?
Police explained them clearly.
Do you want anybody told that you are here?
No.
And you understand what my role is?
Yes.
My father was a fan.
Was?
He died last year.
I'm sorry.
He was very old.
I mean, I'm sorry he was a fan.
Why?
I know what that means. Did he give you a hard time about me?
Yes.
Thank you for being so nice about it. I've had, are you that stuck-up bitch, Georgina Swan?
No.
Oh, and the rest. You'd be surprised.
But you were, you were...
I know. I was brilliant.
I was going to say extraordinary. Did you really get up at 6 every morning to practice?
5:30, usually. Father believed in starting the day with 15 minutes of yoga. Then there was a 3-hour practice before lessons began.
How did you cope with that?
It was my life.
When did you start playing?
He said I started in the womb. He used to sit my mother down when she was pregnant with me and play records to us. Chopin, Mendelssohn. Mother swore she could feel my fingers tapping.
I suppose you were started quickly on lessons.
I was 3. By the age of 6, I was playing Beethoven sonatas in public.
I was a great disappointment to my father.
So was I.
How?
He was a perfectionist. And I was not capable of perfection.
Oh, he said he won?
I know that now. I had no life.
Well, what about your mother?
She died when I was 4.
I'm sorry. That must have been tough.
I don't remember it.
And school?
I didn't go. Father said it was not possible to find a school that suited my abilities.
Home-tutored?
Yes. Father liked to be in control of things. So he taught me the things he knew about.
And the things he didn't?
He ignored. Not so good on science, but my Greek and Latin are impeccable.
Did you ever meet other children?
Yes, weird ones like me at the competitions. Every week there was some sort of contest, and nearly every week I won. Made me so popular.
Not easy, being a prodigy.
Non ego prodigious sum.
My Latin starts to run out after mens rea.
I am not a prodigy.
I see.
Prodigious, Latin for prodigy. Or monster. I am not a monster. Except I was. Maybe I am.
Is he still alive?
Father, I believe so. We went our separate ways.
When?
Years now. I started at university. He came with me, lived in my digs. Wanted to make sure I stuck with the routines.
Dad as your roommate at uni. What did the other students think of that?
What do you think? I was already a target. Half of them were like you. Had parents asking me why they couldn't be as good as me.
Did your father stick it out?
He would have done. But I fell in love.
Ah, student romance?
With my tutor. We got married in my 2nd year.
And this is the same man who's reported you?
Simon, yes.
So you've been together ever since?
If you can call it together. Simon showed me how to move on, put Father behind me. He also showed me my limitations as a musician.
What limitations? You were brilliant.
Technically I was. Nonpareil, as Father used to say. But I was limited. I felt nothing when I played. I'd stopped developing when I was 10, in every way. Simon helped me grow up a bit. Do we ever really grow up?
Some of us do.
What is it good, growing up?
We need to talk about the case.
Do we have to?
Yes.
There is no case. My husband is lying.
Okay.
Simple.
Why?
Why is he lying? That's a big one.
Can you help me with it?
Because he is a very insecure man who has never satisfied me intellectually, emotionally, or sexually. And he blames me. How about that for starters?
A word, Miss Gold?
Oh. Back in a minute, Georgina.
We're bailing your client pending further inquiries.
Oh, still no victim statement.
Well, we're looking for her.
Looking for her?
The girl's disappeared, Miss Gold.
Right. Cause for concern.
It is. I'll sort out a bail date for your client. It's the second on the left.
Right, and then it's number 38, isn't it?
Yes.
You do live with your husband?
Under the same roof.
But he'll be at the school this morning?
No, he pulled a sickie today. Now I know why.
Isn't that a problem, him being at home?
I can deal with him.
You need to be careful, Georgina. He's a potential prosecution witness.
It's about halfway up on the left.
If you start talking to him about this...
We don't talk.
Look, what's going on here?
Pull over, Sarah.
Is that your husband?
Pull over!
Georgina, wait, be careful.
Let go of me!
You're coming with me!
Darling, stop that!
You're making me...
Stop her!
Simon, are you Simon?
Stop her!
Simon Young.
Who are you?
What happened?
What have you done, Simon?
Well, she attacked me. You saw her punch me.
Call an ambulance.
Why?
He's hurt, Georgina. There's blood.
Oh, my God. She must have had something sharp.
She didn't.
Call an ambulance. I think he's been stabbed.
Can't have been.
Sounds like somebody already called the police. That girl.
What?
It was Alba, wasn't it?
I'll need to make a full note of what you saw.
I didn't see anything much.
Okay. I recovered this from the street. Have either of you lost your mobile?
Not me.
Miss Swan?
What?
Phone.
Not mine.
Right. I'm going to the infirmary to see your husband now. Can I give you a lift?
No, thank you.
All right, ladies. I have your details. Someone will be in touch.
Thanks for the lift and everything, Sarah.
You need to think.
I need to be alone now.
Georgina, don't do anything silly.
Goodbye, Sarah.
So, my client, Albert...
Abandonato. Look, you can park there.
Stabs your client's husband.
Allegedly.
Which you witnessed.
I witnessed something.
And this... Alba, she's the same girl that your client definitely did not have a relationship with.
So it seems. Oh, it's all right. I can walk to the curb from here.
Are you going to answer my question?
Would you like me to park it for you?
Look, you know I can't park on my left. You know that already. You got any theories?
Many.
About the case, Sarah?
I do, Frank.
Would you care to share them?
No comment.
I don't deny it. I told them. He deserved it.
Where did you get the knife?
It wasn't a knife. It was just my nail file.
Why were you at Mr. Young's house, Alba?
I saw the police take Georgina away.
Right.
So I went to the house.
Why?
I wanted to talk to him.
Well, did he answer the door?
Yes. He shouted at me. Told me I shouldn't be there.
And then you stabbed him.
You make it sound really bad.
Stabbed a teacher. It's not good.
He was always in my face.
You're in year 11.
Yes.
So you'll need an appropriate adult.
What is that?
Police will have told you about this.
They told me lots of stuff. I couldn't listen.
You're 15 years old. You need someone here.
I got you.
Someone else. Mum, Dad?
No.
Social services?
Don't want them.
If you can't find someone yourself, the police will.
No one.
You understand English fine?
Of course.
Good, no interpreter then. What is your first language?
Why does it matter?
Just curious.
Italian.
Okay. Now, I need to take a background statement. So where were you born?
Bari.
Right, I've got your date of birth. And when did you come to the UK?
My colleague will take those swabs now.
Oh, good.
And there are a few further developments, Mr. Twist.
Okay.
Come with me, sir.
Has he taken a turn for the worse?
His injuries are not as serious as we first thought.
Non-life-threatening?
Absolutely. Seems your client slashed at his stomach and torso with a metal nail file. Lacerations are relatively minor.
That's something.
Mr. Young's made a statement.
Good.
Pretty detailed. We've typed up a summary.
Thanks.
There are special circumstances.
Right.
Mitigating.
Yeah, I'm aware
of
that.
If your client was the victim of sexual abuse, it makes a difference.
Oh, that's better. They'll let you wash your hands.
Yes.
Tell me about Mr. Young, Alba.
He's an idiot. Thinks he knows everything.
Why did you attack him?
He was shouting at me.
Were you in any fear?
He's a big grown man.
Did you think he was going to attack you?
Maybe.
Were you trying to defend yourself?
He was saying nasty things to me.
What sort of things?
Doesn't matter.
Are you taught by Ms. Swan?
What's he been saying?
You know.
He says lies all the time.
He's made a statement to the police.
Lies.
Right.
Sometimes a person can tell a lie and people believe it because of who the person is.
That's true.
Especially when the person is a man.
Are you saying that Mr. Young is lying?
Yes.
I haven't told you what he said yet.
Always lies.
Miss Swan, she's a good teacher, is she?
She's a good person.
Is she really?
She's kind to me.
Alba, you are in serious trouble here. I can help you, but you need to tell me what's going on.
Nothing.
You see, I think that what Mr. Young has told the police is very important.
What did he say?
You know what he said.
Tell me.
Mr. Young has told the police that his wife and you are very close.
I told you. She's a kind lady.
She's taken advantage of her position.
No.
She's your teacher. You're 15 years old, and you know what she's doing isn't right.
She understands me.
She is in a position of power over you.
She is so good to me.
It's an unlawful relationship.
She helps me all the time.
You're a juvenile. What happened today? It was about her, wasn't it?
Is she in trouble?
You need to think about yourself.
I got her into trouble.
Not you. If she's in trouble, she got herself into it.
We have a serious problem, Georgina.
How's Alba?
She has her own advisor. We need to
forgive him. Lying like that. The police just came back into the house and...
Rearrested owing to the emergence of new evidence. I know.
What new evidence?
The mobile phone.
What mobile phone?
The one the police recovered from the street outside your house. It's Alba's.
So?
They've shown me some texts you sent her.
Right.
They're not the sort of text a teacher sends to her pupil, Georgina.
Why are you in care?
I was on my own.
What happened to your parents?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I was 10 years old in Bari. My mother was ill. My father was always away. They thought it would be good for me to live in Manchester. My grandmother was in Manchester.
So you came to the UK when you were about 10?
Yes. I lived with my gran. I went to school for about 3 years. Then my grandmother died.
Your parents came for you?
No. Nobody came for me.
Where did you go?
I tried to look after myself. I left the school. Lived on the streets.
You were sleeping rough?
For a while.
But how old were you?
About 13.
What did you live off?
I did whatever I could. Begged, stole. You know, I was a pretty young girl. I earned money.
Is that how social services got involved?
In the end, I got arrested for stealing some sweets from a shop.
Were you prosecuted?
What?
Did you go to court?
No. When I told them how old I was, police contacted social services and that's how I ended up with the Rossies.
And they sent you to the Chastown Academy?
The Rossies thought it would be the best place for me. It has such a good music department.
You always been musical?
No. The Rossies had a piano and I started to play. They said I had natural talent. Mr. Young had taught their own daughter.
And he was teaching at Chastown?
He heard me play. He sorted everything out for me to go there.
And that's where you met Ms. Swan?
Georgina. Finally, someone who understood me.
Older woman takes advantage of a young girl. I suppose it looks terrible.
It's worse than that. A teacher is in a position of trust. The allegation is that you've abused that with a pupil and she's 15 years old.
It doesn't look good.
It's not about how it looks, it's how it is. Are you going to deny that there was unlawful sexual conduct between you and Alba?
We love each other.
That wasn't my question.
I know. I don't have an answer for you, Sarah. I'm sorry.
You want me to sell her out?
That's not what I'm saying.
I love Georgina. Why would I sell her out?
You're under arrest for a serious offence of violence.
Let me out. I need to speak to Georgina.
They won't let you. She's under arrest too.
That is my fault.
It's not your fault.
Why do they lock us in here?
Look, come on, you need to sit down.
I didn't mean to. I didn't.
Look, the police are going to interview you about the assault on Simon Young.
I didn't want to hurt him.
Okay, okay. And we need to think about your interview. Oh, this is complicated. Listen to me. I can't make you do anything. I'm here to advise you.
I understand.
And you can listen to your foster carer too when she gets here.
Yes.
You will be interviewed on tape about the assault on Mr. Young.
Right.
The evidence against you is strong. You had his blood on your hands and you were arrested near the scene of the crime.
I did it.
I know. My job is to look at the evidence. Now, the best thing for you to do will be to tell the police your side of the story in the interview. The background is important, Alba. It's not a defence, but it's mitigation. And that's why you need to talk about Georgina.
But she has done nothing wrong.
The law's against you on that. You are a juvenile. Now, listen to me.
I'm listening.
The police can't use anything you say in your tape-recorded interview against Georgina. You're a suspect, and suspects' interviews cannot be used as evidence against other people.
Okay.
They will ask you, however, if you want to make a separate witness statement describing any abuse you may have suffered at Georgina's hands.
I don't want to.
Well, that's a voluntary thing. Nobody can force you to make a witness statement against her.
Good.
But you need to think about that. Very carefully. Georgina has abused you.
It's not abuse.
I'm sorry, Alba, it is.
You don't understand.
Don't I?
No.
So, when did you and Georgina...
She started to teach me piano.
Was she good?
She is brilliant. She knows about so much. Many things. I never settled in any school properly before I went to Chapstown, but Georgina made things much easier. Not just music, everything. She helped improve my English.
Your English is brilliant.
Thank you, Mr. Twist. Georgina, she is different from me in many ways, but we are also the same.
How's that?
You have children, Mr. Twist?
I do.
What is the point of having children?
I'm sorry.
Why have kids?
Oh, that's a bit of a curly one for this time of day.
Curly one?
I haven't got an answer for you, love.
So, do people have kids to get what they want for themselves?
I hope not.
Some do. Georgina's dad, he used her. When she was a teenager, her father saw she would no longer do what he wanted. He left her, all on her own. And my parents did the same to me. My parents left me.
A different situation.
She saw that we are the same. Different, but also the same.
She's a teacher. She abused her position.
Not really.
Really?
It's complicated.
I hope you didn't take any notice of what I said back when I was a kid.
I tried not to.
I was carefully rehearsed. In everything. My father coached me in what to say when I won the prize.
If you won.
No, when. He was never in any doubt. We used to practice, with him playing an interviewer. He'd ask me searching questions. Then he'd hand me a trophy. He'd even give me notes on my smile. Had to be just right. Proud, but with a little hint of humility.
You always seemed very self-assured.
Father was all about building me up and knocking me down. That's how you make a prodigy. How you create your monster.
Dr. Frankenstein.
That's what I called him.
To his face?
I had a little secret teenage diary. Until he found it.
What did he do?
Put a match to it, of course. I committed a sin. Done some thinking on my own.
He was the monster.
Yes, I believe that's what the Frankenstein story is about, Sarah.
I suppose.
Independent thought was not encouraged. And Father was the only person I ever spent serious time with.
You didn't have friends?
None. No school. The only other children I ever really met were my rivals in competitions. Father and I would roll up at a venue. He'd listen to the other kids practicing and then quietly tell me in detail why they were so much worse than me. He'd pick them apart. This one had no musicality, that one had a weak left hand, another one had no stage presence. By the time I sat down to play, he'd convinced me I'd won it. Which you usually had. Nearly always, actually. And then in the car on the way home, trophy on the back seat, he'd patiently explain to me how badly I'd performed. How my timing was out on a particular bar, how I'd not given weight to a certain phrase, how my posture still needed work.
Posture?
The yoga was meant to see to that. And we did Tai Chi and Alexander technique. Had to get it right. Sit straight, Georgina. Pert impudence, that's what wins the day.
Nothing was left to chance.
That's how we kept winning.
Didn't you get to know the other young musicians?
They all hated me. I kept beating them. And they thought I looked down on them.
Which you did.
Which I did. What a horror I was.
So when you met Simon...
Sorry?
Your husband?
Oh, Simon. He's going to be all right, isn't he?
So I'm told.
Good.
The first time you've asked about him, you know.
I used to think I loved him. When we met, I thought he liked me. The actual me. Not Georgina Swan, the music machine.
He was older than you.
8 years. He wasn't like my father, if that's what you mean.
It wasn't.
Trouble is, he was a fan of Georgina Swan. I'd ended up married to a fan. And you're always going to disappoint a fan. He got me away from father, but I still couldn't relax. Be me. Until I met Alba.
We need to talk about Alba.
Simon exploded when he found out.
Of course he did. You are committing a serious criminal offence.
He gave me an ultimatum. I had to break it off with her, or he'd tell the head.
And?
He told the head.
What did the school do?
Believed me. They need me more than him.
But you are still in an unlawful relationship.
Okay, if you say so.
He doesn't love her, you know.
When did Mr. Young find out about you and Georgina?
A few weeks ago.
How?
He was suspicious. He started following her.
What did he say?
Freaked out. Said she was crazy. She was destroying all of our lives. Blamed her for everything.
Did Mr. Young threaten you?
Not physically. He threatened our happiness.
Well, he didn't have a choice. He's a teacher who's been made aware of a criminal act by a colleague. He can't just let it go.
He thinks I'm a child.
How old are you?
He said Georgina disgusts him. His own wife. She disgusts him.
What were you hoping for when you went to the house?
I thought I could make him understand. I was going to explain, but he went into one. Straight away, really mean face. Said nasty things, homophobic stuff. Said Georgina is a pedophile.
What did you say?
I was upset.
Did that stop him?
He just kept shouting.
And the nail file?
I just had it in my pocket. I took it out. It's like I was only trying to frighten him. I didn't want to hurt him.
Alba, you slashed at him.
I was upset. I didn't... This is... Mr. Twist.
Did he lay hands on you?
No. I'm sorry. I'm a bad person.
Trouble is, Georgina, you don't have a defence.
I do realise that.
Difficult to mitigate on, too, the whole abuse of trust thing.
Not much of a teacher, am I?
How long have you been at the school?
7 years.
What happened to your career?
As a pianist, there was no career.
Why?
That's the one everybody asks.
What's the answer?
I have a standard answer.
Which is?
M-Y-O-B.
Mind your own business.
Once father had walked away, he took my talent with him.
That can't be possible.
It was. I was never a natural. There were natural musicians at college. They just played with real pleasure and joy, I suppose. I was a machine. Father was the operator. Without him, I couldn't work.
It can't be that simple.
Simon had all these plans for me. He was going to be my husband and manager. He arranged recitals. But I just couldn't do it anymore.
I suppose you'd had enough.
Maybe. I stopped playing in public. Couldn't face an audience. Then I stopped playing at all.
So you decided to teach. Is that fulfilling?
Not really. That was Simon's idea. He lost his job at the university.
Cuts in the budget.
Some allegations were made about bullying. He was demanding, but he wasn't a bully. I knew what a bully was. Simon's a lightweight.
But the university let him go.
Yes, with no references. So I started teaching to make ends meet, and then he joined me. When we moved to Chatstown, we came as a package. I've been living in a trance for years. And then Alba came along.
She didn't come along. She's your pupil. She's a child.
Funny thing is, Simon found her. There wasn't really a place for her at the school, but he laid it on with the headmaster.
Why was he so keen for her to come to the school?
She's talented. With Simon, it's all about the making sure the department's performance is maintained. He's big on performance management, departmental development, loves that sort of thing. And Alba will be an A-star in music GCSE. Good for the figures.
Why did you let yourself become involved with her, though?
You know, I've even started playing again. She's a completely natural musician.
Georgina.
She plays the piano with absolute joy. I've learnt from her. She's taught me. I'm actually taking real pleasure in playing. I don't think I've ever truly felt that before. She's changed my life. She's all I care about.
And if you hadn't abused your position, she wouldn't be sitting in this police station.
I don't expect you to understand. It's much more complicated than that.
Not really.
Look, I'll do anything. Say anything to help her.
But that's not how it works. What aren't you telling me?
Nothing. I've told you everything.
I don't think so. It's up to you, Georgina. I can't force you to give me instructions, but right now, you've given me nothing that helps you.
I can't betray her.
What are you talking about?
Everything we say is completely confidential.
Of course.
There is something I can tell you.
All right.
But nobody else can know.
I'm going to advise you to make no comment in interview, Alba.
I thought you wanted me to answer questions.
I changed my mind. Safest way is no comment.
Say nothing.
Name, address, date of birth. The police will remind you of your rights. You tell them that you understand it, and then answer no comment to every question.
Why?
You've got no defence. The allegation is very serious. There's no chance of you being offered a warning or juvenile caution. The CPS will charge you.
What does that mean?
You'll be going to court. A good barrister can mitigate for you at court.
I don't understand.
They can explain why you did it, and that'll help you.
And Georgina?
My colleague's looking after Georgina. Don't worry about her now.
I can't stop worrying about
you
her.
You have to. Right, I'm going to see if your appropriate adult has arrived, and then we can get things moving.
I don't need an appropriate
adult.
Yes,
you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're 15 years old.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm 20 years old.
What?
I became 26 weeks ago.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Georgina bought me a cake.
You're a schoolgirl.
Yes, but I'm 20.
Lying about this is not going to help.
I'm not lying, Mr. Twist.
Do you have any way of proving this?
I have a passport.
Oh, you lost your passport, didn't you?
I know where it is.
Any passport you produce now will be shown to immigration experts, and if it's a fake, they'll spot it in seconds.
It's real.
Where is it?
It's up in the roof at my foster carer's house, behind the water tank.
You don't know it's there?
Of course not.
And this is a genuine passport containing a photo of you and showing your age to be 20.
Yes, Mr. Twist, it is.
Italian passport?
No.
So you're not Italian?
I'm Serbian.
You're going to have to make a statement.
No.
If Alba is 20, you haven't committed a crime. You're a teacher being accused of a sex offence. If you're found guilty, you're on the sex offenders register for life.
Come on, I won't be teaching again.
And you'll get a jail sentence, a big one.
And if I let the police know her real age and nationality...
Yes.
...she'll be returned to Serbia.
Very likely.
And what about the assault on Simon?
The police and court will treat her as an adult.
And sentence her as an adult.
She is an adult. It changes everything.
In the eyes of the law.
It changes everything, Georgina.
You've been here 5 years?
Almost. I was 15 when we arrived. But I've always looked young. People thought I was 10.
And you came in with your parents?
Flew in. Just like regular tourists.
With tourist visas?
Of course.
But you weren't tourists.
No.
You all stayed?
Yes, but then Dad had no money. No way of getting a job. No way of living.
So?
Begging. No choice. Couldn't work. Couldn't go back home. We came to Manchester. I still looked very young then, and we begged in the city. Did good at first. Made enough money to keep going.
But then taking started to decrease.
Less money each week.
People are broke.
My father said it was because I no longer looked like a little child. I couldn't get so much money in. Not sweet enough.
And you're saying they did a runner?
Sorry?
Your parents. They disappeared.
Yes. I was growing very fast. I ate a lot of food. I was costing them money. They left.
Just like that.
We had a little studio flat. I woke up one morning, winter. It was getting light. They'd gone. Taken everything with them. Just left £100 and a few clothes.
And you ended up on the streets?
Of course. About a year ago I got arrested. For stealing from a shop. I gave my age as 14. I knew I'd be deported if I said I was an adult.
What happened to your parents?
No idea. Could be anywhere. Except Serbia. Dad was not going back there.
So, once you got nicked, social services came out.
They said I was a vulnerable juvenile.
Did you tell them this story?
I told them what I told you earlier.
But you're Italian. This stuff about a grandmother.
Yes. Said I'd lost my passport.
Where was your Serbian passport?
I hid it. They never found it. I was placed with foster carers and got sent to Chatstown Academy.
But how? You were 19 years old.
And the other kids in my class were 14. I know. But I love it at Chatstown, Mr. Twist. I'm learning so much. I've never spent time at the school before, and Georgina is so kind.
So she first met you in a classroom?
Yes.
As a normal Year 10 student?
Yes.
When did the relationship begin, Alba?
After I told her the truth.
What you told me?
Everything. I knew I could trust her. And I had to tell someone. She was so kind. I fell in love with her. I love her. You see, we did nothing wrong.
After the introductions, you read this statement.
Yes.
Do you understand the procedure?
Yes, I do.
Good. I still can't understand why you allowed the whole thing to carry on. A 20-year-old in a classroom of kids.
I don't expect you to. It was what she needed. She finally had a stable home. She was a bright young woman getting an education.
There must have been another way.
She didn't need any more disruption. She's had enough hurt. She grew up in such an unloving world. I couldn't stop that.
And now you've lost your job.
Doesn't matter. I just don't want to lose Alba. Can we get this done now?
I'll let the officer know we're ready.
Hot-blooded. That's what she calls me. Georgina said my hot blood would get me into trouble.
You were desperate.
Things were going right. I smashed everything, didn't I? Nearly free, now prison. Then back to Serbia, where I know no one.
What's your real name?
Milinka Davidovic.
And Alba, where did that come from?
Alba Abbandonato? Don't you speak Italian, Mr. Twist? I was forsaken at dawn.
I'm so sorry, Alba.
You are under arrest for sexual activity with a child under Section 9 of the Sexual Offences Act 2003.
My client would like to make a statement.
Very well.
Go ahead, Miss Swan, read the statement. What are you doing?
I am guilty of this offence.
Wait a minute.
I sexually assaulted Alba Abbandonato, a girl of 15.
Sorry, officer, I need a consultation.
Do you require a consultation, Miss Swan?
No, I'm fine.
This is not what we agreed, Georgina.
I want to make a full confession.
Officer, stop the interview now, please.
Miss Gold, if your client wishes to speak to us, you should not obstruct her.
What's going on, Georgina?
I know what I'm doing.
You don't?
I do, and I don't want your help. You're fired.
Hang on.
The lady's made herself very clear. Do you require another lawyer, Miss Swan?
No, I'm fine.
We'll stop recording to allow Miss Gold to leave the room.
And she can produce a passport which proves her date of birth?
Yes. I can explain to her foster carer where to find it. I've been given instructions.
So she's not a juvenile? No other requirement for an appropriate adult?
No.
All right, I'll need to make these alterations on the custody record.
Frank!
You finished?
I've just been fired.
You what?
The client went totally off piece and then gave me the boot.
Why?
I'd have probably had to walk as it goes. I don't know what she's doing.
Sarah, you should know that Alba's an adult.
Yeah, I know.
You do?
Wait, are the police aware of her age?
Well, I just told the sergeant here.
Sorry, Miss Gould, can you just explain what's going on?
I've got to get back into Georgina.
My client's ready for an interview, Sergeant.
For the purposes of the recording, Miss Gould enters the room.
Officer, I need
Miss Gould, your client has made her feelings very clear. You need to leave.
I have to...
Leave, Miss Gould.
We need to abandon this interview.
Sergeant, this brief's out of line.
Miss Swan, there's been a development.
What?
New evidence, no crime committed.
Miss Gould, I spoke to you in confidence. You promised...
I've said nothing. Alba told the police how old she really is.
As soon as we have documentary proof, you'll be released.
And Alba?
Turn off the recording.
Okay.
You probably want a word with your legal advisor.
I'm not sure.
Yes, please. I would.
All right, we'll leave you to it.
Why did she do it?
She cares about you like you care for her.
She'll be deported.
In the end.
I'd have gone to prison for her, you know.
I know. She couldn't let that happen.
What now?
You'll have to wait in your cell until they can prove that Alba is telling the truth.
And then?
You'll be released without charge. No further action.
I meant after that.
I'm your legal advisor, Georgina. Everything after that is well outside my brief.
You need to listen to what the sergeant has to say.
Are you Alba Abandonato, also known as Milinka Davidovich?
Yes.
I'm re-arresting you for malicious wounding with intent. And I'm further arresting you for attempting to pervert the course of justice. Do you understand?
Yes.
Oh, finally!
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Charged.
Bail refused.
Of course. What are you looking for?
A refuse bag. For those books.
Dear, have we reached the book-burning stage of our relationship?
There's a jumble sale at the school tomorrow. Thought we could let them have these.
How to raise a gifted child. 100 ways to help your child shine. You're not seriously unplugging the hothouse.
Have you ever really looked at vegetables grown under glass?
Oh, strange, overblown things.
Usually lacking in taste.
Whereas those who have to force their way through the frost...
Knobbly, kind of gnarly.
Mm, with a bit of a kick to them.
I like that.
Your work here is done, Georgina Swan.
And that's the other thing. I never really understood the story of the ugly duckling.
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
Why not?
It's obvious. You've got a thing for ugly ducks. My teenage ambitions? Usual for a man of my age. Rubbish footballer, so a career with the Sky Blues was out. But I could find my way around a fretboard, and a little talent could go a long way back then. And it could make an ugly duckling glide for a moment in a mildly swan-like way. At least in the eyes of the ladies in leather and lace who frequented the dodgier dives in Manchester back in the 70s and 80s. Never dreamt I'd end up here. But here's okay. And any ambitions I have for my children, well, I won't be telling them. They'd only spoil it for me. You know what kids are like.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Sarah by Sally Dexter, and Georgina by Alexandra Matthey. Alba was played by Sara Bahadori, Simon by Lloyd Peters, and DC Shankly by Kate Coogan. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
And Brief Lives continues next Monday afternoon. And in tomorrow's afternoon drama, Lavinia Murray mixes fact and fantasy to depict a day in the life of Alexander Graham Bell as a child, revealing the roots of his genius that led to the invention of the telephone. The Vicar, the Automaton and the Talking Dog, tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. Back to this afternoon, and competitors test their musical knowledge in Counterpoint with Paul Gambaccini in a couple of minutes.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Germany's interior minister has ordered increased security at airports and railway stations in the wake of 3 attacks within 1 week in Bavaria. In the most recent, a failed asylum seeker killed himself and wounded 12 other people when he detonated explosives in a backpack in the city of Ansbach. Police say they've found violent videos and more bomb-making material at his home. Downing Street says Theresa May will learn lessons from an MP's report which severely criticised the former BHS owner Sir Philip Green. There's been no comment so far from Sir Philip, who was described as the unacceptable face of capitalism for taking money out of the company before selling it for £1 to a former bankrupt. Detectives hunting 2 men who tried to abduct an RAF serviceman near RAF Marham in Norfolk last Wednesday believe one attacker may have suffered a facial injury. Police have also said more people could have been inside the men's escape vehicle. 11 people, believed to include former police officers, have been told they're formally under investigation over their handling of her sexual abuse allegations against Greville Janner. The former Labour peer died last year, ending criminal proceedings over claims he'd attacked 9 boys over a 25-year period. Danny Shaw reports.
The Independent Police Complaints Commission is examining how Leicestershire Police dealt with allegations of sexual abuse by Greville Janner and other people which were made in 1991, 2001 and 2006. As part of its investigation, the IPCC said it had served criminal and gross misconduct notices on 11 individuals. It means they could face prosecution and, if they're still working for the police, disciplinary action. Earlier this year, an independent inquiry found police and prosecutors had missed opportunities to charge Lord Janner on 3 occasions.
The US communications company Verizon is buying the main operations of Yahoo, one of the early internet pioneers. The deal is worth almost $5 billion. BBC News.
Why is cheese an essential ingredient when the German Chancellor comes for dinner? In half an hour, Dan Saladino explains why a plate of food shouldn't be taken at face value in a special edition of The Food Programme.
Counterpoint, the general knowledge music quiz, chaired by Paul Gambaccini.
Thank you. Hello. We've returned to Salford for the 6th heat of Counterpoint 2016, our 30th anniversary series. This impressive studio is the home of the BBC Philharmonic. I'm joined by 3 music lovers, waiting with bated breath to tackle today's questions on music in all its wonderful variety. Let's meet today's trio.
Hello, I'm Ian Fennell. I'm a software developer from North Worcestershire.
Hi, I'm Gordon Leake. I'm a web developer from Southport.